The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to today's episode of Celebrity English. On today's show, we have Rafael Nadal, the famous Spanish tennis player. You'll learn about comparatives. Comparative is the name for the grammar used when comparing two things. The two basic ways to compare are using as or then, than. Today we'll look at the word then. Let's listen to a clip of Nadal talking about practicing.
When I was a kid, I practiced with higher intensity than what I do today.
Nadal makes a mistake when he says, "When I was a kid, I practiced with higher intensity than what I do today." The word what is incorrectly included in this sentence. Listen again to Nadal's sentence.
When I was a kid, I practiced with higher intensity than what I do today.
The correct way to say this is, when I was a kid, I practiced with higher intensity than I do today. Nadal is comparing his style of practice in the past to his current style of practice. Another way to say this is, when I was a kid, I practiced more intensely than I do now. Let's listen to one more mistake Nadal makes.
I cannot still doing like I did before.
In that clip, Nadal makes a mistake when he says, "I cannot still doing like I did before." This sentence can be fixed by replacing doing with practice. I cannot practice like I did before. Another way to say this is, I can't practice that way anymore. When I was a kid, I practiced with higher intensity than I do today. I can't practice that way anymore. When using comparatives, remember to add er plus then to most one or two syllable adjectives. For example, she is taller than her brother. Today, I am happier than I was last week. However, when the adjective is three or more syllables, use more plus adjective plus then. For example, this quiz is more difficult than last week's quiz. The dog is more intelligent than they expected. Well, that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed learning English with Rafael Nadal. And if you want to learn more about studying English in Canada at ILAC, check us out at ilac.com.